Football Extra with Josh Parrish on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Streaming football 24-7, this is FNR, Football Nation Radio, your voice of football in Australia and across the world. I'm Josh Parrish and this is Football Extra, your three times a week show with your football news and more. We're going to be speaking to Joseph Franich from Green Gully over on Planet NPL very shortly. But now on the line, we have Scott Collis, the GM of the Liverpool International Academy in New South Wales. Good evening to you, Scott.
Good evening, Josh.
Thanks so much for coming on tonight's show. Tell me a bit about your personal history with football. How did you get into this industry?
Well, I've always been involved in the game, Josh. I think, like many of the listeners you'd have here tonight, you get involved slowly as a player and then a coach and administrator, and it's something that you've got in your blood, I think, and it can be a habit, I guess. I was involved in country areas of northern New South Wales pretty much my whole life.
And the Liverpool International Academy in New South Wales, how did it get started? I believe it's been going for about 18 months now.
Yeah, about 18 months now. We started as an initiative of Southern Cross University. The university had built a football facility here in Lismore, in northern New South Wales, and they were looking to activate the site. And my role was to look for ways of having that facility contribute to the local community and the university as a whole. In that role, I contacted Liverpool and told them a little bit about what we were planning to do, and what started out as a crazy idea turned into Australia's first and so far only Liverpool Academy program.
And how do you go about getting certified by Liverpool Football Club?
Well, the International Academy programs, they run in 29 different locations around the world. They were looking for a partner here in Australia. Their criteria really around suitable facilities and a desire to deliver a Liverpool program. So they're very, very keen on it being absolutely authentic to what is delivered at the Academy in the UK. Their program aims are about bringing the club closer to fans around the world. So they recognise that the Liverpool family is a massive family indeed. And many of our Liverpool fans can't get to the club. So the idea of the International Academy operation is to bring that club closer to those fans wherever they are.
And what are some of the aims and values of the program that Liverpool is exporting all over the world? What are you trying to instill in these young players?
Well, I guess starting from the university's point of view, it's about enabling opportunity, particularly in areas where that may not be easily accessible. And that's something that resonated really strongly with the club when we met with them. The club values ambition, commitment, dignity, unity, their words, unless you're able to put them into practice. And I think what we're trying to do is create a program that focuses on helping players become the best they can be, wherever their journey might lead them. Obviously, it'd be wonderful to bring through professional footballers at any level. But for those players for whom professional football isn't a realistic option as they get older, we want to equip them with life skills that are going to make them successful wherever they go. And I think that's where there's definitely a correlation between the aims of the program and the aims of Southern Cross University.
And the area of Lismore, tell me a bit about the town. I bet you get a lot of questions as to why the academy is based there. And you've mentioned it does give opportunities to young footballers in more rural areas. And football has tended to be a game of the urban areas rather than, you think of a sport like AFL and you think country footy.
Yeah, look, you've hit on a really good point there, Josh. I mean, firstly, when we first started, that was obviously the question, why Lismore? Look, it really just came down to, I think, a synergy of mission. But we are Liverpool Academy, New South Wales, so we are intending to expand. The operation here has around 250 players at the moment in several different levels program. And it's really about creating an opportunity, but not just for the players. We've got around 30 coaches working with us now who are really committed to get better at what they do, and we're able to bring to bear resources not just from Liverpool Football Club, but also the university, and it's particularly in sports science and sports psychology. But for the students of SCU, it's a great opportunity as well. We have around a dozen students who are getting a chance to practice their sports science craft in a professional environment. So it is creating opportunity in a number of different levels.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you next, actually, about the partnership with Southern Cross University. Was the university easily receptive to the idea? Has it been a success so far?
Well, I think it's always a challenge. It's a challenging market and environment for a university, but they've been able, what I can say is Southern Cross has been able to bring some amazing resources to the picture. Everyone is interested when they see Liverpool's name, and it creates excitement and passion. Certainly opens doors, but when we have a program in a regional area that's offering coaches, players and parents access to resources such as around nutrition, strength and conditioning, injury management, sports psychology in a program for 10 to 15 year olds, it's a pretty amazing opportunity, and that's what Southern Cross University can bring to the program.
And are you a Liverpool fan yourself?
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful journey for me to be able to be involved in this capacity with a club I've followed for many years. So it's been a fabulous year and a half since we kicked off. And, obviously, this week's an exciting and nervous week for all Liverpool fans around the world.
Well, that's just as well. I think it would have been a tough job to have over the last year and a half if you're a Manchester United fan or something like that. But about the game this weekend, Liverpool in the Champions League final for the first time, I believe, since 2007. You're pretty nervy. How do you think the boys will go?
Yeah, look, I as a fan, you can't help but nervous anticipation, waiting. It's obviously a huge step up to play against Real Madrid. They've got so many dangerous players, but it's been a thrilling season as a Liverpool fan, constantly amazed with some of the performances, and obviously, on the night it's going to be whoever is at their best, and I think along with all Liverpool fans, we're quietly confident in waiting for the match to come.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you not just for coming on the program tonight, but for your generous donation. You sent us a care package of a number of Liverpool jerseys in the post, and I'm very excited to announce that FNR is giving our listeners the chance to win one of these jerseys. We're going to give one away every day in the lead up to Sunday's Champions League final to our best talkback caller of the day. So all you have to do is be the best caller on any of our live shows by calling us on 03-9944-9999 with your thoughts and questions. That's 03-9944-9999, and you'll be in the running to win. So thanks so much to you and the Liverpool International Academy of New South Wales for this fantastic competition. And our listeners can head on over to liverpoolacademynsw.com.au to find out more about your fantastic program.
Thanks, Josh. Yep, the website will carry details of our programs, obviously the ones we've just discussed, and also holiday clinics in Sydney this July.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Josh.
That was Scott Collis, the GM of the Liverpool International Academy over in New South Wales. Now let's have a little bit of Planet MPL.